having loved his own who were in the world,
he loved them to the end.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. There prepare for us." And the disciples set out and went into the city and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when it was evening, he came with the 12. And as they were reclining at table and eating, Jesus said, "Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be sorrowful and say to him one after another, "Is it I?" He said to them, It is one of the twelve, one who is dipping bread into the dish with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for him, for that man, if he had not been born." And as they were eating, he took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly, I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Be seated, friend.
Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A few days ago, I was listening to an excerpt of a podcast, and the host had a guest there he was talking to, and he asked his guest, he said, "If you could go back in time to see a person or event, where would you go?" Now, I'm sure that all of you have probably thought about this from time to time. I know that I have. And before I tell you what that guest's answer was, I'm going to give you mine. If I could, I would go back to July 4th, 1776, when the Declaration of Independence was signed. And then I would go to September 17th, 1787, when the Constitution of the United States was signed by 39 of the 52 delegates. I know you're probably thinking I'm crazy. Maybe I am, but I would love to have been there to watch John Hancock scroll his name big enough for King George III to read without his glasses, or to stand next to the desk of Thomas Jefferson as he and the others debated how the people were going to choose their representatives in this brand new government that they were creating. Now, I've seen pictures of that event. I've even read Washington's notes on what took place that summer of 1787, the arguments, the debates, the fist fights, the compromises, and all the agreements. But you see, that's all I can do. I can only use my imagination after seeing the pictures and reading the notes. I can't go there, no matter how much I would like to. So back to the podcast. The guest thought about his answer and finally said, "I'd go see Jesus." That's not what I was expecting to hear. Perhaps the Continental Congress of 1787 is not what you expected to hear from me either. maybe you thought my answer would be Jesus also. It's not. Now, before you're ready to throw me out of the church, let's back up a little bit. Today is Maundy Thursday. Maundy is a Greek word for command. It is here on this day that Jesus gives us this very special meal. He lays out the bread and wine as his body and blood for the forgiveness of sin. It is the new covenant. And Jesus said, "Do this often in remembrance of me." Why remembrance? Are we simply to think about Jesus while we're up here communing at the rail? Certainly not. We're speaking about a Jewish man speaking to Jewish men who are celebrating the Passover. And why are they celebrating the Passover? Because God commanded his people to celebrate it yearly as a meal of remembrance. Remembrance was very important to the Jewish people. A meal of remembrance was not a time to sit around with family and friends and talk about old times. No, the Jews, to remember was to be an active participant in the original Passover. When they sat around their tables and they read the words, they were there listening to Moses speak. When they ate the meal, they were there with the blood of the sacrificed lamb smeared on the lintel and the doorpost of the house. When they gathered around the table with family and friends, they were there when the angel of death passed over them. And they were all there when the nation crossed the Red Sea, from slavery to freedom, from death to life. Every faithful member of the Jewish faith in that nation, that Maundy Thursday night, was actively participating in the original Passover, just as Jesus and the 12 were also doing. Except tonight, Jesus changes everything. As we know, Scripture always moves from lesser to greater. The Passover was wonderful, miraculous, an incredible action of redemption by God. But the redemption provided was an earthly one. The people were moved by God's actions on their behalf, carried from captivity in Egypt to freedom in the land promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Life-changing for certain, but only for this life. That is, until this night. On this night, Jesus becomes the sacrificed lamb for redemption. His blood is shed on the wooden beams of the cross. It is his very body and blood that he gives to us that moves us from slavery and captivity to freedom, not from an earthly enemy, but from the true enslavers of Satan, sin, and death. And he grants to us forgiveness, life, and salvation in his body and blood. And in case you've already forgotten, he says, "Do this in remembrance of me." So do you see where this is going now? As we gather here, we remember. We remember as Jesus used the word for us to remember. And to remember is to be there. You see, that's why I don't need to go back in time 2,000 years to see Jesus. When we gather at this rail, we stand with our family and our friends, and we are also in that upper room, nudging ourselves in between Peter and Andrew. We are there watching Jesus give to us his very body and blood for the forgiveness of sins and our redemption. I know this because baptized Christians we were baptized into the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Our life is no longer ours, but we are found with God in Christ. For it is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And because that's the case, and Jesus is not confined to time or space, our Lord is present with us tonight in the same way he was with the 12 on that command Thursday. For Jesus, it's all the same. I don't need to travel back into time to see and hear Jesus during that Last Supper, because in a few minutes, I will see him and I will hear him, and so will you. As we come together at this table in remembrance, taking his body as he gives it to us, taking his blood as he sheds it for us, the sights and the sounds of the upper room are as real tonight as they were for the 12. For we too hold our Lord in our hands. We taste his body and blood on our tongues, and with our ears we hear him say, "Your sins are forgiven." The guest on that podcast was a rather well-known rock star today, and he said that he would go back to see Jesus because he wanted to see him and know what it was like to be near him. Dear brothers and sisters, we don't have to wonder, because Jesus is here with us now, holding us tight, forgiving our sins, and carrying us from death to life with him. Amen.